avidly following my diet while I was at home wasn't much complicated ever. However, it wasn't the same anymore when I was in a social gathering or was surrounded by people. It's Friday evening, and I won't keep you waiting any longer for this informative episode based on my own experiences from the podcast Love Yourself First. I am Megha Lali, and today we'll share how I managed to stick to dieting whilst others around me were still eating. At parties or at my workplace lunchroom, I kept on coming across treats and snacks which was good enough to deviate me from my diets. And it wasn't always easy to keep away from them. There were a few easy tricks I will share with you, which I followed, which helped me to stick to my diet while everyone around me was relishing on some high-calorie food and beverages. I separated myself from food. Well, though this seems like an obvious one, I was surprised at how often I did end navigating to the food zones initially. I tried keeping away from those much tempting zones by finding a company to indulge in some chat or tour the place for a while. I even faced away from these zones at times, as the goal was to stay away from indulgence as much as possible. Chewing the gum was another easy hack to keep my mouth occupied and resist those food cravings. This not only left me with a fresher breath, but also kept away my desires to munch at random times. I preferred holding a drink. It was harder to eat with one hand occupied. Grabbing a beverage was an easier solution, being a non-alcoholic, especially at social events. Low or no calorie drinks such as fresh juices or lime water made me feel full whilst adding taste to my mouth and thus keeping aside the feel of being deprived. I even kept myself occupied in managing or assisting as and when needed. Indulging in activities or spending time socializing actually keeps you away from the thought of food. I did self-motivate and indulge in some positive self-talk before attending a gathering or an event. It was quite easy to feel deprived, as everyone around me could eat stuff as per their wish, while I denied myself to some of my favorite foods. But I spent some time pondering over the gains whilst not succumbing to my cravings. The hard work and efforts spent for a fitter self couldn't be left halfway, and every effort to stick to the journey was worth lots more. And that did the trick many a times. My take: whilst I took a break from some of my favorite foods, I did keep making some healthier food choices to pamper myself and thus keep those cravings sideways. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in to the show. Do reach me out to know more about any part of this podcast. Your experiences and feedbacks matter a lot. Do feel free to share them. Instagram users can post them to your story and tag me at lifebymegal. If you like this podcast, do rate us on Spotify and leave a review on Apple Music. This is Megal Adi signing off, and we'll be back with you shortly. Till then, relish listening to some more informative previous episodes of the podcast Love Yourself First. Goodbye, happy Holi, and have a wonderful weekend.